Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey, proudly brought to you by Healing Care Ministries. Now here's your host, Terry Wardle.
Before I share some thoughts today for the podcast, I want to let you know about a program we have in Healing Care Ministries. It's a spiritual direction training program. It's four residencies of, I think, 4 days each over a year, and then some supervision over the next year. There's reading, there is a lot of interaction and small group material that you do together. And we've graduated probably about 80 people from that program. It's very exciting. And I just thought I'd mention it in case you have an interest in learning how to be a spiritual director. Our students, when they graduate, not only receive their diploma from us, but they are immediately eligible for credentialing with the Evangelical Spiritual Directors Association. A lot of people need spiritual direction today. The whole idea of meeting God in the present moments of our lives, the integration of spiritual exercises that make us more aware of who He is and what He does. If you're interested, go to the healingcare.org website. You'll find the information about the program. I think it's called Spiritual Formation and the Art of Spiritual Direction. I get to teach in that program, as do many other wonderful people. So go there if you're interested, and you can run down somebody there, get their phone number, and talk to them personally. It's an exciting program. So this morning, as I prepared to spend some time in Scripture with the Lord, I decided to do something I don't often do, very seldom do, and I opened my Bible, and it opened, actually, just the hardcover back opened up, and I saw, I just write a lot of things in that space in my Bible. I have quotes, thoughts, things I may have heard in a sermon, things that I may have been interested in when somebody said something that was good. And there's also some pieces here I got just because I heard somebody say something. So let me just share a couple with them, and then I'm going to focus in. So in my Bible, there's one by Teresa of Avila, and she says, "Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. Patient endurance attains all things. Whoever possesses God is wanting of nothing, because God alone suffices." There's also one that comes from Anne Lamont that says, "There are times when it's too late for beggy prayers. In those moments, it's about trust and surrender." I also have the Serenity Prayer, or the prayer that comes from St. Francis, "Lord, make me an instrument of peace." You know that one. "Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy." And I've written these in the front and the back of my Bible. And to be honest with you, my Bible's kind of a ragged mess here. It's got tape all over it. I've been using the same Bible for 5 years, and I've written all through it. But these were very important to me. And I guess today I was supposed to open it up, and particularly because of this quote, and it comes from Teresa of Avila. And I think you're aware of her. She was a 16th, I think, century nun who became very famous for her writings on prayer, is now a saint of the Roman Catholic Church. But she wrote this, and it's a little bit surprising. She said, "More tears are shed over answered prayers than unanswered." Now, at one level, that doesn't seem right, does it? I mean, how exciting it is when God answers one of our prayers. It brings a certain amount of joy. We begin to thank Him for His provision and His protection. And we sometimes have been sick, and He's given us healing, and we've had needs, and He's been generous with us, and we felt weak, and He gave us help. And I think in all of those situations, when we pray, it doesn't bring us tears, unless they're tears of joy. It brings us joy in our hearts and a smile on our face. So what could she mean there when she says, "More tears are shed over answered prayers than unanswered"? Well, it didn't take long to consider this, because she's talking about a deeper prayer. prayers like this. And I'm sure that you've prayed these prayers. Lord, I want to be like you. Lord, I want you to possess all of me. Lord, I want to serve you in the world. I want to love the world the way you love the world. I want you to break my heart for what breaks your heart. These kind of prayers, which we mean, God often takes seriously. And when he does, there is, if you will, a purging and a perfecting process that then follows. And to be honest with you, it's a process that's based on his love, but it can also be a sacrament of suffering as God seeks to go deeper in our lives in order to do a good work. C.S. Lewis really illustrated this in his book, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And I know you know that's all part of the Narnia series. And there's a character in it, one of the boys, his name is Eustace, and he's very selfish, he's very greedy, and somewhat obnoxious. I remember reading one author who was responding to Eustace and said, he's the kind of kid you want to punch in the face. Well, I don't feel that, but he was portrayed as a very self-centered boy. And in this particular scene, he goes to a dragon's lair and he sees all these jewels and gold and he wants that. And he falls to sleep there. And suddenly, because his heart wasn't right, when he awakens, he's a dragon himself. At one point, he's, if I remember correctly, looking into this cool water and clear and Aslan, who is the image of Jesus, says that if you want to go in that water, you have to undress first. Now, here he is in a dragon's skin, and he begins to pull at himself these layers of dragon skin, but no matter which layer he pulled off, there was another layer and another layer, and no matter what happened, he never was able to undress this sense of being a dragon. And all of a sudden, Aslan, he takes this swipe at him, and he cuts him to the quick. This is kind of the way that Eustace ends up describing it, in order that the core of who he is can be addressed. And so the whole idea of this is that there are times in our lives when we want Christ to go deep, that the journey of descent brings a certain amount of difficulty and pain and even tears. And so we pray the prayer, God, we want to be like you. We want to know you. We want you to possess us. We want to serve the world the way you serve the world. And yet there's often a work that needs to be done deep, deep, deep inside. And the prayer can be followed with tears. You know, it's years ago now. I was pastoring a church in California, and I was getting weary, and I asked for 3 months to just kind of focus on my faith and have a sabbatical, and they gave it to me, and I really began to pray and meet the Lord every day, and I prayed a prayer about, Lord, I want you to be everything to me. And I remember what motivated that was reading the scripture that talks about that God wants to give us our heart's desire. And at that point, I said, I think this is my heart's desire. It's kind of like Paul saying, I want to know you. I want to be close to you. I want to fellowship with you in both your suffering and your resurrection. And so I prayed it. Didn't think much more about it. Thought it was a noble prayer. But within a few months, I went into a very deep season of purging. And it might have been years before I saw the relationship between that prayer and that season of difficulty. And I need to tell you that in that season of difficulty, there were tears. There was heartache. But it was, if you will, I don't know if this is the right phrase, though, God moving me through a sacrament of difficulty and suffering to get deeper inside of me for this purging, perfecting process. So granted, when Teresa says that, you know, there are more tears shed by answered prayers, my first reaction is that can't be true. The unanswered prayer is the one we would cry over and we agonize over. But then when you think of certain prayers, certain things that we ask of the Lord, we begin to see that it could be followed by a difficulty, a time of drinking a cup. I've always been baffled by that scripture in Hebrews that talks about how Christ was made perfect through suffering. I've mentioned probably before Teilhard de Chardin. He was actually a 20th century philosopher, theologian, scientist. I read something that he wrote toward the end of his life as he was experiencing some difficulties. And in this little writing, he was saying that he needed help understanding that God was part of the difficulties that he was experiencing. And he wrote these words. You, Lord, are painfully parting the fibers of my being. Isn't that an amazing, amazing image? Parting the fibers of my being in order to penetrate to the very marrow of my substance, to bear me away within yourself. That's a philosopher's take on this issue, but it's powerful. And by the way, it's written in the front of my Bible. Right there. You turn over the cover, I have quotes, and there that one is. And today, as I looked at the one about more tears are shed over answered prayers, I looked across and I saw those words, parting the fiber of my being to penetrate to the marrow of my substance to bear me away within yourself. This is part of what God can be up to when we're going through times, and I know what it's like to cry out in those times, oh Lord, deliver me. But there's a time when we have to say, oh Lord, sustain me, a sustaining grace to help us carry through. And another thing that I think we really need in that is the understanding and support of other people who don't bear down on us as, oh, what did you do wrong? Get out of this. But we're able to sense their support to walk through this. That's one of the things that the Christian mystics, like Teresa of Avila and Jean-Pierre de Caussade and Miguel de Molinos, Francis Fenelon, Brother Lawrence, that's something they understood. That God can often be up to something revolutionary in the midst of the difficulties that we experience. So I have to tell you, this wasn't on my mind to share all this until I opened my Bible and saw these quotes, and that one grabbed me. The tears that we may shed over answered prayers are representative of God doing a deep work inside, and that's when He turns our mourning into dancing. Ask the Lord if there's anything in this that He wants to speak to you today. Remember, He loves you and His face shines on you.